Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Run like a wild man.
I want you to struggle and I want you wrestling with them angels.
Is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan Hare Stadium time is 9:34 p.m. Your digital audio device is tuned to the Orange and True podcast, powered by the friendly folks at collegeandmagnolia.com. Greetings, citations, Orange and Truthers. It is I, Son of Crow 2 on Twitter, at Son of Crow on Venmo. That's where you'll find me. To one side of me, the rumor monger, Ryan S. Starrett. S stands for season starts this Saturday.
I'm hoping the S stands for sunshine. There's a little bit of rain in the forecast on Saturday.
What could go wrong?
Don't ask that question.
Muddy, slippery field against Mercer. Who knows?
The team that we had five fumbles against last time? Yeah, don't ask that.
Revenge game. To the other side of me, bringing that full Fort Payne ASMR you pay so much money for, it's the AU chief. Ooh, yeah! Guys, game week, here whether you like it or not, back in earnest.
Sorry, what's that?
Game week.
Yeah, for Auburn soccer, they've got two home games coming up.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
can we get into that? Because they
really confused.
That tie against Florida State was incredible to come back from 1-0,
yeah.
Get the tie, and yeah, awesome. But then
was giving up that one goal on a penalty kick too,
right? So that they tied twice this past weekend, 1-1 at Florida State, 0-0 to Wake Forest. That 0-0 to Wake Forest was pretty lame because that was a penalty kick miss by Auburn that should have made it a 1-0 game. And defensively, Auburn played about as good as you could possibly play. Had a lot of chances. None of them went in. And a PK that, I mean, when you get a PK, you should make it. It happens that you miss it, but you really want to make a lot more than you miss.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. Did it get blocked or was it just missed?
No, blocked. Like kicked it right to the goalie.
Okay, well.
You had it kicked right, goalie went left. Got him. Easy.
Okay.
Like what the goalie's dream.
Yeah. Just guessing. It's a guessing game for the goalie. They do their – I don't know how much research you can do at that level on people. But, you know, knowing the pro level, they'll have little sheets and international. Like they know – the tendencies of the person, then you just have to make the right guess. But either way, it's a guessing game. Bummer, but hey, two draws on the road. That's not bad.
Especially, Florida State number two going into that game fell all the way to number 10 after two draws this week. So, hurting on them.
Big all bummer. Number 11.
You know, what's funny is I think as a U.S. men's national team fan, I'm conditioned to the win every home game, draw every away game.
Yeah,
as a model of success, and because that's like
it's what you're striving for.
Yeah, in as well. men's soccer for the men's national team, like that's the model. If you can just win all your home games and get a point on the road against Honduras or whatever, and don't get embarrassed from Mexico and Costa Rica, that's great. You'll qualify for the World Cup, and yeah, Chief, you're absolutely right. That's the Premier League model, too. Like, if you can get draws on the road, wins at home, you'll win the league. I think the same is true here. Like, I don't know, like, there's not points in this.
So the
SEC does use a point system.
Yeah, these are non-con
games. Non-con games don't really matter, right?
Right.
But it still looks good. Like, it's nice on your resume.
Yeah, it's a resume.
Zero losses. I mean,
yeah.
And taking, on the road, going to Florida State. I mean, they're still going to be a title contender this year. And Matt Prohaska was awesome in this game. I mean, Auburn got outshot by a lot, and she was essentially 9-9 on shots on goal. So just, you know, gave up that one penalty kick, which, like I said, that happens.
You guys did not watch this game. Okay. If you are listening to this, this is a huge – I'm making people mad right now because we are going on a huge diatribe that goes off – we're going off the rails. Last weekend's Bayern Munich versus I sent a message to the Slack. It was maybe even two weekends ago. And I was like, this goalie is losing his mind. It was a Bundesliga game, and Bayern Munich was playing, and Bayern Munich could not score a goal. And this goalie had 19 saves. And it was – each one of them was just incredible. Like, I was I sent it to the Slack. I was like, this guy is – I said he's standing on his head right now. But that's sometimes what it feels like when some of these guys – some of these ladies are playing. And Auburn's goalie is really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, nine saves, you said?
So 17 shots, 10 shots on goal if you count the penalty kick.
Sheesh.
But she didn't give up anything else besides the PK. So
it was Mönchengladbach's keeper.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that, but I put it in the chat because I can't. Yeah.
It was Borussia Mönchengladbach's
keeper. You can just say Gladbach.
Right. Yeah, he finished with 19 saves, and it was completely unreal. Completely unreal.
Is that this weekend?
Bayern. It was this past weekend.
Yeah, that was a draw. They were celebrating it all over.
Bro, because it was 1-1, and like it was the most. It was 1-0 forever, and then this dude is legitimately like, I've never seen that like before. 19 saves in the game is nuts. Because I think Gladbach only had like a couple of shots. It was just he was getting pelted. It was target practice, and he was getting every single save. Yeah, anything over 5 is a decent amount of saves.
I can't remember how many Howard had in that that World Cup game against Belgium. It was
only like 12.
Yeah, I think it was like 12 or so.
But still felt like it was every other.
Yeah. I can't imagine this guy in this for Gladbach.
19 saves is it's awesome.
So, Crew, I missed the end of the weight game. Did you see the last few minutes or so there?
I watched a little bit of it, yeah.
So I watched the second half. Did you see what happened with the 3 yellows all in the last, like, 8 minutes of the game?
It was just chippy soccer. Yeah. Nothing crazy. Nothing like – yeah, it wasn't like
– it's a little too aggressive on tackles.
A little conca-caffy. Nothing crazy. Nobody was pushing and shoving. Just playing a little dangerous.
There's a pretty crazy altercation where 2 yellows were handed out in the Everton match today.
So, yeah.
It got a little heated.
They tied with Major League Soccer today.
Yeah, I sure did. Jesse Marsh, I don't like that guy, actually.
What?
He was acting like a real jerk on the sideline today.
Hopefully future U.S. men's national team coach Jesse Marsh.
Oh, we'll see.
Ryan, Leeds has like 15 guys on it, it feels like, from the United States, including their manager, Jesse Marsh, who's in America.
I'm a big non-fan of that guy at the moment. He was being a real jerk on the sideline.
Chief anti-American.
All right, let's get into it.
Put that one up for hitting that chief.
Let's get into it, Ryan. Do you want to get into game week first, or do you want to get into your hypothetical first?
We're going to finish the Auburn soccer talk. We got some matches coming up this week. Not exactly scouting West Virginia and Army a ton. But yeah, Thursday night, 6:30, West Virginia. If you're in town early for the game, come on by. It's free. They're like 2-1-1. Haven't really beaten anybody, lost to Penn State. And then if you're still around on Sunday afternoon, they're playing Army at noon.
So. Support Auburn beating the troops Sunday at noon. It's Auburn plays Army.
Well, we already established Chief hates America. So
right, he'll love it.
Yeah.
That's my kind of game, I guess.
Yeah.
What are the times on those, Ryan?
6:30 on Thursday and noon on Sunday.
Right. Both games most likely on SEC Network Plus.
That West Virginia game might be on like on actual SEC Network. You know, West Virginia's ranked, so.
Oh.
I don't know if now that I think about it, there might actually be a football game on SEC Network Thursday night.
Either way,
Tennessee might be playing.
Shout out to Drew McCracken for his cable login. I'll be watching those.
Whoa, allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Hypothetically.
So, you guys, Auburn plays an American football game this weekend.
Sorry, what?
Now,
allegedly.
Allegedly. Now, here's the thing. And a game Auburn's favored to win. Now we're talking. And a game.
By the magic Auburn number of 34 points.
I know. And a game Chief can tailgate for.
Yeah, I'm going to be tailgating this weekend. I'm not sure what else I'll be doing, but there will be a tailgate.
Are you attending the game?
I'll be going to a sporting event, I think. I'm not sure.
It sounds like you're going to the Alabama game.
He's going to go enjoy the marching band in Germany this weekend.
I'm just here for the tailgate. That's all.
This game is also on SEC Network Plus or ESPN Plus. It's going to take place at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. You got to love an early season late game because it's probably going to be 400 degrees Fahrenheit in the student section.
It's going to be muggy as well. Decent chance of rain all day. It's going to smell amazing in the student section, I'm sure.
Now, Mercer, there's tape on Mercer this year. No tape on Auburn.
They played Morehead State. Is that who they played?
Yeah, really missing Janai Broome.
They beat Morehead State 63-13.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a good chance that the three of us plus some other dudes could have beaten Morehead State.
Oh.
But they beat them 63-13. Yeah, they got a cat with 140 yards rushing on the year. They got a guy with 5 catches for 192 yards, 3 touchdowns in that game. So, got to cover him.
Wow.
Hopefully not anybody with a ton of sacks.
Ty James, 6'2", 200-pound sophomore, had 192 yards and 3 touchdown catches. So, Auburn defensive backs will probably figure out where he is on the field, number 13. He seems to be the kind of guy that is going to catch, like, it feels like 100 catches against Auburn in this game, and everyone's going to be mad that, like, he has 25 catches for 140 yards and no touchdowns. That happens. It seems like it happens every year in one of these games where some guy who's, like, 5'3", has, like, 50 catches and no one knows why.
The problem is last year that was Georgia State running back Tucker Gregg, about 5'8", buck 80, and gashing Auburn up the middle.
Yeah, that was not great. Hopefully Auburn's got its defense shored up already. It feels like from the practice reports that that's the case, although that could be an offense that's just not quite clicking, or it could be a defense that's just dominant. That's what
it is.
Yes.
That's why they play the game. So what if the defense is actually like last year's Georgia's defense level?
I don't know if it's last year's Georgia defense, but I mean, this defense could be a top 10 unit. I mean, as long as they're not stranded on the field all game like a couple times last year.
And as long as we don't get, a few injuries.
If the defense is top 3 in the conference and the offense is top 6 in the conference, I think this team wins 10 games.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Those are big ifs, though.
Well, the first one I feel like
if this team is a top 4 team in the SEC, they're a 10-1 team. More or less.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Right. What I mean to say is this: the offense doesn't have to be Oklahoma under Baker Mayfield. Like it literally just has to be top half of the conference.
If they can channel the 2016 October Auburn offense.
That team would have beaten anybody on those fields. At 2016 was one of the most. You realize that was. I wrote an article actually for collegeandmagnolia.com. Shout out to collegeandmagnolia.com, your source for Auburn news. Back in 2016, in which I said that Auburn was going to win the national championship because at that time Auburn had never won 6 games in a row in a football season in which it did not either go undefeated or compete for a national championship. 2016 is still the only time that's happened, I believe.
Wow.
because it won six straight games. We don't win six straight games. Because think about our schedule. That's a very, it's a very difficult thing to accomplish, is to win six straight.
I mean, especially now. I mean, because Georgia's sixth game now.
Auburn wins six games this year. Harson's getting an extension. I'll say that right now.
Mid-season
Auburn extension. Auburn is 6-0. He's getting an extension.
From whatever interim AD is there.
Yes.
Harson's going to get the AD job, too.
You know what? Why not? Like, high school coach is the AD / head coach.
Yeah, I mean, a lot
we
of things.
Show happen. Notes for this episode, you guys. So we're just kind of going off the
cuff. Hang on.
Yep,
we Bro, did you not get the notes?
Now we're talking. I don't have show notes. That's why you guys.
I was wondering why you were just kind of guessing on the order of all this.
But. Yeah, sorry. That's my fault. I'm just producing.
Right. Well, while you're looking at that, I prepared a very short game to preview Mercer because I don't really know anything about their actual roster this year. We're just going to play a little bit over-under. I'm going to give you guys a question and an over-under. You tell me.
I was hoping it was a Star Wars character or Mercer
Bear.
I should have. If I'd started earlier, I might have had time to prepare that. All right. All-time winning seasons out of 54 total for Mercer. Over-under 15.5.
That's a good question.
Now remember, Mercer was a very early Southern football program. Started the same year Auburn did. Folded the program at the start of World War II and restarted it back in 2013.
Ask
that question again. I'm sorry.
All-time winning seasons out of 54. So they've played 54 seasons all time.
Oh.
Over under 15.5.
I'm thinking they went over. That's a lot of years.
Under.
Point chief, it's 12.
Why are you still got a team?
Well, they didn't for about 70 years.
But like 50 out of 54 years, if only 12 of those years are winning. What are we doing?
They were 7-3 last year, so maybe a little bit of an uptick.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and that's less than 10 years. So, yep. You know, there's still hope in this program now.
Games played versus Auburn, 10.5.
I'm taking the under at 10.5. I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the over.
Point Crow, it's again 12.
Oh, I thought it was 10.
I was going to say, they're so close to us geographically, I bet in the 30s.
There's a lot of games.
I read a stat, and I thought, well, whatever.
All right. So in those 12 games, points scored for Mercer versus Auburn, over under 80.5.
Combined?
Combined. Total points for Mercer scored.
Under.
Yeah, I'm saying under as well.
Okay, so you guys are going to agree on under, so I'm going to bring the line down. What if I said 50.5?
Over.
Um, 50
points in 12 games?
Doing some quick math here. Under.
Point chief, it's 31.
Yeah.
That's less than four points a game.
Sorry, let me wheelchair. That's 21.
21?
In 12 games?
In 12 games. They've only scored in three games. The 1909 game, which Auburn won 23-5. The 1922 game, which Auburn won 50-6. And they nearly doubled their point output when we played them in 2017. Auburn won 24-10.
They're scoring less than 2 points a game?
Yeah, I mean, they've been shut out 9 times. So.
Guys, what are we doing here, Mercer? Quit your team.
Well, hey, that closest game they've had against us was in 2017.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a 2-touchdown win.
Doubling their
game. I hated that game so much. Karen Pettway fumbled like 3 times or something like that.
How many draft picks has Mercer had all time? But 1.5 over under.
Over. There should be 50 rounds in the NFL draft.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Under.
Point Chief, it's zero. Never had a player drafted.
There used to be like 50 rounds in the NFL.
Not in 1941.
Yeah, not in 1941.
Oh, that's right. When? How long did they quit, not have a team?
From 1941 to 2013.
There wasn't an NFL until like 1945.
Yeah.
So how many NFL / AFL, you know, the highest football league, whatever it is at the time, how many players have they put into the league? Over, under, 3.5. This is the last question, by the way.
All-time players ever in the league.
Right.
I'm going to go over as well. I need this one to win.
I have not been keeping track of the scores.
So. Oh, I have. It's 3-1. So
Ouch.
Already got this locked up. I think it's over. I think it's 4.
I should have gone the opposite. Dang it.
It's 4.
So we both got that one. So you
three
were
of those
4-2.
Played in the 30s, and only one of them is a more recent player. And now that I think about it, you could debate this question because the only one in the modern era that went to Mercer did not play football at Mercer, played basketball at Mercer.
But yeah, played football
in the NFL? And then had a undrafted free agent for the Broncos as a tight end.
Wow. Huh.
Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, not a ton of history for the Mercer Bears. A really good baseball program, though.
Are they?
Yeah, I mean, for a long time, they were like borderline top 25.
I just remember Mercer is also now back in the rack, but was always hanging in the rafters in JSU's basketball arena because they were in the same conference in Division II.
Yeah.
I think my cousin went there, and they're in Macon, Georgia. And I remember
home of the Macon Whoopee.
They had a hockey team called the Macon Whoopee, which no longer is the case. They may have changed the name of the team, which is a drag.
But there is the Macon Bacon.
The Macon Bacon. And they are a private school.
They are.
And they're correct. A Baptist school.
That, correct.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
Baylor Bears, Mercer Bears.
Mercer Bears. There might be a correlation.
They beat Duke in the first round of the tournament. Couple years back, didn't they?
Well, then I'm always going to be a friend of the Mercer Bears.
their colors are
orange and black.
Oh, this is a great color combo. I love a orange and black. Oh, it's
me too.
Halloween colors, it's great.
Love Oklahoma State.
Oh yeah,
Oregon State. Yeah.
Their head coach is a little bit of an up and comer. He's been there since the COVID year in 2020, he's started his career at Reinhardt, where he was 22-3 in NAIA, 25-3 in 2 years at Lenoir Ryan, which is D2. And then in two seasons at Mercer, he was 5-6 and 7-3. And I think he should be a candidate for the next Auburn head coach just off his name alone. His name's Drew Chronic. Coach Chronic would just be a fantastic name.
I like his first name a lot.
Coach Chronic.
You like that one, Chief?
Yeah, I need Jack to drop a needle right here.
Boom, 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 boom.
The only downside is that he's a Georgia wide receiver.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm sure James can tell us exactly when he played and how much he did or didn't do against Auburn.
Who was the Georgia quarterback from 95 to 97?
Well,
is that before Kirby Muschamp were there?
He was the Georgia quarterback in 95?
No. He was a Georgia wide receiver. I'm just curious who the quarterback was.
I couldn't tell you who the Auburn quarterback was.
He would have been there with at the same time as them, because I think Muschamp was there in 95. Anyway, not that that's that important, but
it's like this and like that and like this and
His senior year, 1997 at Georgia.
Yeah,
you do know his quarterback.
Was it Daniel Cobb?
No, for Georgia, not for.
No. You don't know.
Daniel Cobb.
Yeah.
No, it's old friend Mike Bobo. Georgia quarterback, 1997.
That's incredible. He's like,
as far as I can tell, he did not record a catch that season.
Yeah, I'm guessing he
did. Oh, wait, no, there he is. Andrew Kronick, 2 catches, 28 yards.
Wow.
Played for Georgia, I guess, so it was nothing but a G thing.
In 97? Oh, that's 95 to 97 is peak Kronick years, man.
Yeah.
You bring the Kronick to Auburn.
Oh, jeez, please. Oh, boy. Anyway, so the Mercer Bears.
That's all I've got on Mercer.
Going to beat them?
Fingers crossed, Chief.
All right. Who cares?
Who cares?
Basketball season, as we speak, is 69 days away.
It's nice to think about that.
It is very nice to think about that. And no matter what happens, whether we win or lose this weekend, basketball is always closer than it was the day before. So,
just like Christmas. Now, guys, let me tell you. Let me give you a sell. Let's think you hypothetically.
Okay.
Maybe you aren't sold on this Auburn Tiger football team, quarterback, coach. Whatever's got you down. Maybe you're like, you know what? I've seen this movie. I don't want to watch it again. I
thought you were going to say you saw The Sign, but
it opened up my eyes and I saw The Sign. I was listening to a competing podcast called The Auburn Observer.
Oh yeah. I've heard that one.
And they made an interesting point that maybe we've completely forgotten that at most schools and under most coaches, quarterbacks, it's difficult to put this into words, get better between one year to the next.
Huh.
They go from point A to point B to point C. They actually develop and improve.
Now, while we through this, how does this work?
Right. Okay. So let's pretend. You've got a guy, and he's being paid millions of dollars.
Okay.
And his whole job is to make student-athletes better at their jobs.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right. I'll follow.
And he decides to take the most important position on the field and focus
kicker.
On that position. No, quarterback. And focus on that position and make sure that that player actually becomes a better version of himself.
Huh.
Now, we have not seen this in Auburn, probably in 3 coaches.
Chris Todd got way better his second year.
Well, that's true.
Might that be is true.
He also got his shoulder was healed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't with a broken shoulder.
Boy. Ah. So you're telling me
might be the only, maybe the last one.
You're telling me a guy can be really not great, and then
you can say that
okay the next year.
Yeah, like let's imagine you're a 19-year-old. Okay, could theoretically learn and then change the way that he operates the offense.
Right.
By the time that he's 20 or, 21. I don't know about you. When I was 19, I made a lot of mistakes. That I then, and luckily for a lot for you and I, Chief, social media wasn't a thing. We were 19 years old. And
there's some things I think about, and I'm like,
no one ever hears about them.
Why did I do that? Yeah. Only I can be embarrassed by it in my own head, and I don't have to
ruin your life. So let's imagine you're 19, and then you make a mistake, and you're like, you know what? I'm not going to make that mistake again.
Well, and my mistake wasn't in front of 80 something thousand fans anytime it happened.
This is my cell.
Millions of people on TV.
What if?
Yeah.
TJ Finley is better this year than he was last year. Man. Not great. Not great. But better. That's all I'm saying. What if he's better?
He's already improved a lot in my book just by the new nickname we're going to give him, which is Big Ponch.
Big Ponch.
That's a great nickname.
Big Poncha Tula, Big Ponch, Big Poncha. Yeah, he's put that on a cracker. He's awesome.
That's as I understand it, he's from pretty close to Texas.
He is. Anytime you got a name like Ponchatoula, you're probably getting pretty close to a border that I'm familiar with.
That's much closer to the Mississippi side. It's about halfway between New Orleans and Mississippi.
Closer than Auburn.
Closer than Auburn, yeah. I mean, it's probably only 2 hours from Texas.
I'm becoming a TJ Finley fan. And I think it's literally because his press conferences, he seems a different player than he did last year. He seems like he, for whatever reason, is incredibly confident in his abilities this year. Last year, he definitely felt a little bit like, I don't know what I'm doing here, guys. But this year, he definitely seems confident in what he's talking about.
Maybe I should take a break from watching Janai Broome highlight reels and watch some of those press conferences.
Split screen.
Oh, well, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's from south of 10. Well, is he from south of 10? No, north of 10. South of 12.
Just south. I think Punch 2 was right on 10 next to Hammond.
I'm looking at it right now. It's north of 10, south of next to Hammond, south of 12. 10 is, it goes crazy once it gets to Baton Rouge.
It goes to New Orleans. Shoots down to New Orleans.
Due east of Baton Rouge. But look, for all intents and purposes, this person is from Cajun country.
Oh, all right. Swamp music.
Yeah. He's probably heard an accordion play.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited about this, guys. And I think it's probably because I just realized like last week that he was 20 years old. I think I don't think I realized that he started LLC as an 18-year-old.
You know? Yeah, and he was just a big guy. You know, you don't think about him being young. I'm apprehensive about this season. I can't lie. I don't really know where it's going to go. I don't look forward to it going. If it does go bad, the wallowing of sorrow that's going to happen around the parts of the internet that we frequent. But you know what? It is a new season, new game, our first game. I'm excited.
It's a new day, as Gus Malzahn would say.
Yes, he would. I'm ready for football. It's fine. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to tailgate. We're going to go watch a game that we should win easily. Got another game that we should win easily after that. And, grateful that we have these two games to work out some things, and hopefully nobody gets hurt and we can start the season off well, and maybe at least have a fun, like, five games.
Well, if there's anything that we saw last year to look forward to in these two games, is that Harsin is not afraid to run the score up. Get some experience in for these guys.
Yeah, Harsin's not.
There's
a nice
guy. There's no Tubber Shell. There's no fumbling five times in the against Mercer.
Well, you hope.
We hope.
I think as well. I think Chief hit the nail on the head too. Like, if this is fun for you, that's great. be excited. Keep your expectations low. Keep your expectations at like 6-6, and you'll be fine this year.
Yeah.
If you
don't expect to win the league,
if it stops being fun, quit watching it this year.
Yeah, yeah. Move on. Move on.
There's no reason.
To the good thing about the SEC is, unlike the Premier League, you're not going to get relegated. So
it's true.
The cash keeps coming in.
I think the defense in this team is good enough that we are not going to finish in the bottom half of the league.
Well, no, we discussed it last week. I mean, average quarterback play, like eighth in the conference quarterback play, is going to win us eight. We're going to win eight games. And that's it. So
you just got to be Sean White on the field.
Yeah. Well, may have some of that. Not everything off the field. You know, there was a little incident already. I mean.
Got away. Look, my whole stance on that was, like I said, it should be kind of like Grand Theft Auto. If you get away from the cops on a moped, your heat goes away. You won. Good job.
Yeah.
No charges.
You heard it here first. Ryan thinks that the real life should be more like Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, so yeah. I can just kill anybody I want and run over people, and as long as I evade the police, I'm okay.
As long as you pull into the
for a few minutes
and change the paint on your car, yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay, all right. I think like you were saying, Crow, if things go sideways and it's not fun anymore, basketball season's coming along. There's plenty of other stuff to watch. Go outside, touch grass, whatever.
Soccer looks awesome.
Oh, soccer's fun, and that will keep going until about the time the wheels might fall off this season. So, hey, get that to look forward to. It's a really quick season, not to jump back into soccer, but it's over by October, right?
SEC tournament is Halloween weekend, October 30th through November 6th.
Yeah, because the NCAAs happen like when the weather gets really lousy.
Oh, yeah. Great. Did we talk about a kickoff time?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. All right.
SEC Network, ESPN Plus.
So ideally, what will happen is you'll get to see Bo Nix wrapping up a win against Georgia.
Yeah,
come on, Bo.
And mosey over into the stadium in perfect timing.
If he does that, does Auburn build him a statue?
No, because I'd be mad that he couldn't manage to do it while he was here.
That's true.
I'd be a little mad if that's the his only win against Georgia is in an Oregon uniform. Be a little
it'll annoying. Be kind of funny. It'll be kind of
it'll
funny.
Feel like he did it for us, though.
Well,
it'll feel like he did it to us, which is
it'd be great if he gave a big war eagle in his post game. That'd be pretty good.
Man, I grew up hating these guys. War eagle
beating Georgia in Atlanta. Bo Nix had to go to Oregon to do it
and throw in like. Let's see.
Yeah, throws. And the last time he
65% completion.
No, it would be even funnier if it's one of these like just the LSU game from last year. He's just running around making things happen.
Dealing.
Win 19-12.
If you look at the LSU stat line, he wasn't dealing.
No.
He just made some cool plays.
No. That's all you got to do.
He never had one of those. Like, at no point did he ever have one of those like. He was 19 for 26 for 435 yards and four touchdowns. That never happened.
No, he just had that one game where he just looked like Nick Marshall 2.0, basically.
Right.
And then we never did that with him ever again.
We lost A&M. He did just that.
Stupid. It was that one game that we won. He looked amazing.
He threw for 300 yards against Ole Miss as a freshman.
Okay.
Oh, and then no, you're thinking of the Mississippi State game, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that State game.
He just ran the score up on them.
Yeah, just destroyed them, and he looked.
Yeah, it was 21-0 in the first quarter.
Anyway, this last year he looked pretty good against Mississippi State in the first,
first quarter. And then there was like I think there was a lightning delay, and they just didn't finish the game.
I wish. But that's all we got for that, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think
Auburn's going to win. I don't know about you guys.
Surely.
Did you know we didn't go through the schedule this offseason?
Oh, yeah, there's no reason to look that far ahead right now. Let's just
live in the moment.
Take it day by day.
Momentous living.
Want to know every day. Did we want to talk about this AD situation before we go here?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. Ryan had a game.
No surprise to anybody. The athletic director position is open at Auburn right now. And as far as I know, there's no no reason leading why candidate. We couldn't apply. Let's go over our platforms a little bit, and I can go first. I have three main points that, you know, things I would want to accomplish as athletic director.
And, okay.
Hopefully everybody else is on board. And the first one is initiating an Auburn hockey program, an NCAA team.
Men's and women's.
I don't know. You got to keep everything even.
Numbers.
Yeah. But we've got a pretty good club program run by a friend of the show, Ian Smith. And we may have to play in Columbus for a little bit, but we're going to have an NCAA team take over what UAH can't keep up anymore. Point two, we're going to get the doubleheaders back from men's and women's basketball. And if you say, oh, it's an SEC schedule thing, no, I don't really care. We'll do it for non-con. But we're going to have those back-to-back again. But those were – I don't know how long we did that. I know we did that in my freshman and sophomore year. It was a lot of fun. And that was when we were bad at basketball. So
I think that's why we were doing them, right?
So?
Okay. All right.
Look, we got a year or two with the new head coach for the women's team. And,
all right.
Knocked off Tennessee last year. There should have been more people there to see it.
Last year, Auburn's men's tickets were like $400 a piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get there early.
You making everybody leave at halftime or something and come back in?
Yeah. No, I mean, I have season tickets, and I would, if they're the women's game,
okay.
Men's game, I would be there. Last point, one soccer match every year inside Jordan Hare Stadium.
Oh, boy.
I think it'd be like a fun first week of school kind of thing. There's a lot of stadium for a soccer match. I actually don't know. I don't know what the college women's soccer pitch dimensions are.
I think the issue with that is the whole relining of the field, and they don't. The football team would not want that happening within a month of when their game starts.
All it is a little paint.
No, the easy solution is we just do we install a turf system like Real Madrid have in their new stadium,
the Bernabeu.
Regardless, like I'm going to hire people to make it happen, but I want to see a soccer match inside Jordan Hare.
Oh yeah,
I believe in Auburn's turf grass management major.
Yeah, they got people in house. So yeah, those are my 3 points, and hopefully that's good enough to get the job.
All right, I got 3 points for mine. Number one, we are going to continue frivolous spending on athletics.
Yes. Yes.
I don't care if we're up budget, under budget. Who cares? Frivolous spending.
We'll find the money.
Our stuff will be the nicest.
Yes.
Fanciest. I want retina scans for no reason on every building. I want holograms in every building. It doesn't matter. We're spending millions of dollars on this stuff.
Getting that Tim Apple money?
Exactly. Number two, men's soccer is back.
Yes, there we go.
They're playing every home game in Jordan Hare Stadium, irregardless of what the football team cares. All right. Number three, we are an Adidas school.
Oh, boy.
And number four, number four, a men's cycling program and women's cycling program is started at the NCAA level, competing against who knows who, but Auburn's having real money put into that.
Is that head coach Bo Jackson?
Could be. Could be. There's a club team. They do a really good job, actually.
Now, he's going to
actually win some good races.
Bo's going to actually be the coach of the women's archery team that we'll have to add to get compliant with Title IX
here. For men's soccer. No, we're going to make it happen. Men's soccer is going to come back in Adidas kits. They're going to be gorgeous. White shorts, blue shirts. It's going to be incredible. And I can't wait. You guys vote me AD 2023.
Well, my platform is in direct conflict with that because my number one priority would be to drop Under Armour and go to Nike immediately, or Jumpman. I know
you agree that we're dropping Under Armour though. So
yeah, yeah. No one wears Under Armour shoes. No one, except your uncle. I mean, I have a pair of Under Armour shoes, and they're fine. It's just to compete in athletics. No one that isn't bound by contract wears Under Armour shoes. And Nike is just the standard for basketball shoes. They're actually the standard for football stuff as well. I mean, they've just been in the game longer than anybody else at a high level. And I mean, it is what it is. There's some specialty brands that do some things better. But overall, Nike's where it's at. Nike's what all the kids want to wear. That's where I want to be. I don't care that Alabama is a Nike school. It just doesn't even register with me. I know there's a lot of people that's an issue for, but, that's my number one thing I'm doing. I'm getting Bruce set up where he can give out all the Jordans that he wants to any players that want to come here. I lost my train of thought. We're bricking the outside of Jordan Hare. We're going to make this thing look like a world-class stadium. It's been far too long since we did anything of actual substance to that place. We added a Jumbotron. I will add another one to the other end, and we'll brick the outside, and we'll get this thing done. I'm going to twist those. I'm going to get these cats wrangled, these boosters. We're going to get them to – if you can – give all this money to get a new coach, we can actually make this place nice. I know you guys get to sit in your suites. We all get to have our party in the suite up there while everybody else is in these stands. We're going to make this the nicest stadium in the country for the fans.
Oh, I meant to add
on some yellow wood pine instead of brick.
No.
Real nice brick. Wood finish.
Retractable roof is where I was going to go with my frivolous.
Oh, man, so. Boy, that would be incredible. And I'm with Crow. I would like a men's soccer team. We'll have to add a few other women's things. That's fine. We'll find something that's not just like a token, underwater basket weaving or something, silly.
Women's flag football.
Bowling. A lot of them do bowling. I mean, you may have to do that. We'd find a women's sport that was, we could actually be competitive at and could fill out
rowing. We don't have a women's crew team.
Where are they going to row?
Yeah, Lake Martin. That's a ways away. Sir,
gotta avoid all boats too.
NCAA kayaking,
just over and over and over again.
Yeah. Hey, frivolous spending. We'll just build a lake.
Now
then we'll just be Clemson.
Yeah. That's a big part of it. I think the fan experience is a big deal. This was Jay Jacobs was in tune with this and I agreed with him. It is very expensive to go to Auburn football game. And it's very expensive to just even make the trip here. Very expensive to go to a game, especially a conference game. I think the fans should get what they pay for in that regards. It's easier to stay at home. It's nice to sit in front of a TV. You can gather with your friends at home too, so it's you don't have to do it alone. And we've got to make the experience in the stadium more competitive. So that's what I'd be into. I'd also give Bruce a raise. I'd give him a real lifetime contract, and maybe sign Butch with one of those too. I'd have a even bigger Charles Barkley statue built. Whenever they decide to bulldoze Haley, which I'm sure is going to happen at some point, maybe just make the building kind of with the Charles Barkley shape on the outside of it. Just like make the building into a sort of statue.
Same size as the Haley Center now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Is the statue going to be just him posing the picture of him with the pizza?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I have a baseball card with that on it around here somewhere.
All right. Well, you guys let us know who you're hiring.
Yeah, yeah.
To be a hunt director.
I know James is not hiring me based on my Nike support.
Look, if that gets Bo Jackson and Charles Barkley back into some Nike or some Auburn gear,
I could go down to the bookstore and pay $247,000 for a pair of Bo Jackson shoes or Charles Barkley CB34s. Can't hear you, Crow.
Does James hate Nike because of Colin Kaepernick?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No, I think he doesn't like their shoes, I believe.
Okay, cool.
It's the rub. But also,
there's rumor mongering from James.
We need to run this episode by him first so he can do his new segment at the end.
Oh, yeah. We're going to try to do a new segment where we have James listen to this episode and tell us the real, like, all the things we missed.
I think he also doesn't like that Alabama's a Nike.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, James is on my team then, because we get those sweet three stripes on everything.
So we've talked about Adidas and Nike, but I know I'll have Josh Dubb on my side if I say we should be a FootJoy school.
FootJoy school. I will say this. Yeah, we are white enough for on cloud. The Puma basketball stuff has looked really nice that they've put out for like the basketball tournament and then their new sneakers.
It's going to sound crazy. I kind of like the New Balance stuff.
No, you're crazy. It does sound crazy. We did New Balance football under Tupperville, and it was horrible.
Wow. That was awful. I mean,
the Kawhis?
Yeah, those are okay.
They're sweet looking. You're right. Yeah. Now, remember when Liverpool had New Balance?
Oh, yeah. Well, they were Warrior, and then they were the same company, and I guess they stopped using the Warrior brand, so then they went to New Balance.
Because Warrior's a lacrosse company.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
Yeah, it's bizarre. They had like New Balance sponsored Liverpool, and they decided to give them to the lacrosse company.
It should just be Lecoq Sportif.
Well, so now you're talking, Chief.
And I mean, I don't know why.
My other, as AD, they have to call me the director sportif or like sporting director. I would not answer to athletics director because I don't understand it as a title. You're the athletics director, or are you the director of athletics? I think you're the director of athletics. You should be the DA.
Well,
yeah. Went out the lot.
Sure. Sure.
It's like OU being University of Oklahoma. It makes zero sense.
It's not true. It's just not true.
Right.
Sorry. That's one of my, that's also on my platform. I would release a statement from Auburn University
condemning OU
that we do not recognize them as OU. They are UO.
Yeah.
What if schools in the SEC didn't recognize other schools? Like, kind of like Israel? Don't recognize certain states? Yeah.
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 We don't recognize Georgia's right to exist.
Yeah, that's actually just more Alabama. Yeah.
I think that's actually Russia. They don't really recognize Georgia's right to exist.
That's true. Yeah, free Tampa. Free Tampa. Florida has no right to exist. All right. Guys, this is a good episode. I'm calling it.
Under an hour, man.
I think people are going to really enjoy it.
Well, War Eagle, guys, and maybe we'll get a win this weekend. And
beat Mercer.
Yeah.
Beat Army.
I think we might have – beat Army. I think we might have some really good content for next week on how do the quarterbacks play, what time is next week's game. How'd soccer do?
How
any basketball news?
How good was Ryan's meat?
Excuse me?